And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Pastor Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. This is an infomercial. Have you heard a pastor do an infomercial? Well, this is one. But I don't have anything to sell. I don't have anything to sell, really, but what I have is things to give away. But I only get 15 minutes. So you're going to have to enjoy this 15 minutes with me because I'm only here once a week. So write down the web address. You can find me again. My name is Pastor Roland. I have a lot of information. I've been studying for 25 years, studying psychology and contemplation, contemplative prayer, meditation, mindfulness, Pavlovian psychology, cosmology. I've been studying a lot, okay? And what I have to tell you is this. Life is supposed to be simple. Oh, so simple. But for most of you, it's becoming increasingly complex. Increasingly complex and disjointed. Now, why is that happening? Two reasons. Number one, you've gotten yourself emotionalized. You get upset too easily. You become outer-directed. You react. When somebody says something, you react. When you hear something, you react. When something happens, you react, react, react. And what are your reactions for the most part? Anger, resentment, hostility, rage, judgment, okay, upset, mostly negative. Okay, now when you were young, maybe when you were a teenager, for example, well, you were very emotional, okay, but you also became emotional in a kind of a positive way, like when you went to a ball game and then your team was playing and you wanted your team to win and you yelled and screamed and shouted, you wanted your team to win. When your team lost, you were unhappy. See, that sort of thing. Well, now you're getting older, and now you're finding that most of your emotions are negative. Negative. And then, here's the other thing. After you get upset, you go out in life. Let's say you get into an argument with your wife or your husband or your partner, or you go to work and you get upset there, or something happens, you get upset. Then what happens? Then you fall into thinking. Into daydreaming. And you think about what happened and what you said and what she said and what you should have said, and then you think about what you're going to say next time. So you get lost in this daydream. But you know what? The images in your mind then also are capable of creating emotions. So when you sit around and chew the cud, so to speak, you know, like cows chew the cud, when you sit around and dwell upon what happened and what you could have said and so on and so forth, and what happens? You get angry all over again. You get upset all over again. Well, this has to stop because it's ruining your health. It's ruining your relationships. It's ruining your whole life, okay? Doesn't matter how nice a car you have or how much money you make or whether you have a decent position somewhere at some company. Your life is ruined if you're upset all the time and resentful, see? And when your relationships are ruined, then what? Then you go off and find somebody else, okay? Your kids hate you. Your wife divorces you. Then you go off and find someone else, and then what? The whole thing happens all over again because you are not, you're destabilized. You're not in your center, okay? And you don't know what it takes. You don't know what it takes. See, you could be the biggest achiever out in the world, but at home you fail miserably, see, with your wife, your kids, your husband. Something's wrong. See, you husbands fail, and you moms fail too. You try to run everybody's life. See, you try to get everyone to support you in your secret resentment toward your husband, for example. And you boss the kids around, and so you pressure them to succeed, pressure them to study, pressure them to do the homework, pressure them to learn. Pressure, 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 pressure. And then you wonder why your kids run off and hang around and smoke marijuana and so on. So you're missing the boat somehow. You're missing the boat. So you're going to have to listen to me and see if you can maybe straighten your life out a little bit.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
My name is Pastor Roland. You must learn how to lead with patience. Lead with understanding. Okay? If you had patience and you had understanding, okay, then when each new circumstance came along, you would deal with it properly. What do? Now you fail. You fail, and then you hide in thinking. You hide in emotions. See, you're an escape artist. You fail with your kids or with your partner. You fail in life, and then what do? Then you hide. You hide in emotions. Emotions well up, and they comfort you. They tell you how wonderful you are, and how nice you are, and how mean everybody else is, and how hard done by you are, and what a martyr you are, and how nobody appreciates you. That's what your emotions say to you. See, that's what they say. Your emotions, they're like a cloud. They're like a drug. Have you ever walked by somebody who's a smoker, and you walk by their car or their wherever they are, and they're just there. They are surrounded by smoke. Okay. Well, it's not healthy in there in that smoke. Well, your emotions. That's what your emotions are. They're like this smoke that rises up. They're like a poison. They poison the air. See. They rise up and they comfort you and they tell you that you're a nice person and everyone else is terrible and your husband is no good, see, and your kids are no good. And, you know, society, they tell you what you want to hear. And so you breathe in those emotions and relish those emotions, okay? And then it makes you feel prideful in your resentment and your judgment of other people. But what does that do? It turns you into a monster. See, it turns you into a secretly hateful person, and doubly wrong, because not only are you hateful underneath, but on the surface you smile and act nice. See, so it's doubly wrong. So now you wonder, okay, so there you hide in your emotions. When they're not strong enough, then what do? Then you take drugs, or you smoke marijuana, or you take alcohol. To hide. And what is taking shape in you? When you relish those emotions of upset and anger and rage and pity, self-pity, when you relish and wallow in those emotions and revel in those emotions, and what is taking shape in you? What's taking shape in you is the spirit of your downfall, the spirit of paradise lost. See, the spirit that caters to your ego and tells you what you want to hear. See, and what it does is it totally corrupts you. See, and then after it totally corrupts you, then you hear the voice in your mind telling you, then it turns on you. See, so what you need to do is to come back to your center. You've got to find your center. And from there, see, from your center, then you'll be a little closer to God. See, what you need is for God to be closer to you. You want him closer to you, and the negative forces and the negative thoughts and the negative emotions that cater to that now in your fallen state cater to you. You want them farther away. You want them farther away. See? So you got to get back to how you were when you were a little child again, when you were innocent, and you didn't have all these dark thoughts. See? And you weren't always sitting around feeling sorry for yourself and blaming everyone else. You have to find your center. Now, the way to do that is to get out of your thoughts. See, the more you're in your thoughts, the more you tend to drown in them. You wallow in them, and then you become submerged in them. You have to find a way to come out of them. And that's what the meditation is for. The little Christian meditation that I have, a little prayer meditation. A little prayer meditation helps you to learn how to go in a room and close the door and sit still. Okay? And look at thoughts, okay, without being subject to them. Just observe them. Back in the present, back where the birds are singing and you can hear the wind in the trees and the sun is shining, okay? That's where you need to be, back in the present, not lost down there in that virtual reality that you call, you know, thinking, but is really, you know, nothing but negative stuff. You got to come back to reality, back to, and there you will find, that's where you find God. You're not going to find God in thinking. You're not going to find God in emotions. You're not going to find God hiding down there in your imagination. You find him in the present. Okay? You're going to find God in the present. And then life can become increasingly simple because you'll handle the new issues that come along. You'll handle them properly instead of being emotional and messing up. And then when you handle the new issue properly, then you won't have to hide. You won't have to hide in thinking and submerge yourself in thinking and emotions because you'll have handled it with at least some dignity, some propriety. You won't have messed it up, see? And you'll have a little sense of achievement for having handled it properly. And then what? Well, then you'll be ready to face the next moment, see? One moment at a time. So then you begin to accumulate right action, reading the moment rightly. And each day becomes increasingly simple, increasingly beautiful, and life can be sweet again. Okay, so please check out the meditation. It's free. I've made it free. It's called the prayer meditation or the easy meditation. My name is Pastor Roland. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Welcome, everyone. My name is Pastor Roland. Welcome to the program. Hope you're enjoying it. If you're listening in the Southland, the Inland Empire, San Bernardino, Palm Springs, Los Angeles, and thereabouts, why, you're getting the full half hour, so you're lucky. Okay? Now, people have issues, you know, like people have problems communicating with their kids. They have problems with their partner. Communication is not good. There's hurt feelings. There's anger. People say, well, we don't have anything in common anymore, or things like that. Something's gone wrong. What is missing is understanding. Okay? Now, maybe you can see that other people don't have understanding. Sometimes you try to talk to them and they don't have understanding. They misinterpret what you say. They twist the meaning of what you say. Then what do? Then when they don't understand you, when they don't want to listen to you, when they twist what you said and distort it, see, and read the wrong meaning into what you said, they think you're saying something mean when you didn't mean anything mean, that sort of thing, then what? then you resent them. See? So that's not good either. They see you resenting them. So they don't have understanding, okay? Now here's the thing you have to understand. They don't have understanding not because they're being deliberately mean, not because they're being deliberately confused about what you're saying. They don't have understanding because they don't have understanding. They just don't have it, okay? And they're under the wrong influence, which I'll talk about later. So now, look at you. Do you want to mess up the communication with your kids, with your partner? See, with other people. Do you want to make mistakes and do the wrong things and get yourself into a mess and ruin your marriage and all these kind of things? Do you want to do that? Did you want to do that? No, of course not. Of course not. But what happened was it happened. Why? Because you didn't have understanding. See, you didn't have understanding, so you made mistakes. You didn't do it on purpose. You just made mistakes. There was no one there. You didn't have understanding. So now what you must see is that we're all in the same boat. Other people don't have understanding either. They're not trying to be deliberately mean. They're messing up, so you have to forgive them. So here's the beginning of your salvation. Here's the beginning of the change in your life, okay? Here's the beginning. Next time you encounter someone who doesn't have understanding, don't resent them. Don't hate them, see? See that they don't have understanding. See that they're in error, perhaps, but don't resent them, okay? It's that simple. Practice going around and not resenting people and not judging people. See if you can do that. See if you can catch yourself resenting. It's easy to catch other people messing up, but it's harder to catch your own self, okay? See that, number one. Then number two, don't try to make anything work. See, a lot of times what happens is some of us are, you know, basically decent, so we don't want to harbor grudges against people. We see that we're resentful toward them and angry at them and so on, so we feel guilty. So what do? We bend over backwards and we're extra nice. We're too nice. See, we become doormats, or we try to do something for them. So what you have to see is that your efforts to try to make things right are not working either, because you're trying to cover up what happened without really understanding what's going on. So what you need to do is just practice going around and catching yourself being resentful and then letting go of the resentment. And don't try to see the trouble is you're trying to save yourself. That's the other thing. You're trying to save yourself. You think that by more study, reading the Bible more, being nicer, saying nice affirmations, listening to nice music, saying nice things, smiling more, being more polite to people, giving them gifts. You're thinking that by doing these kinds of things that you can make yourself good, but you're not. But you, it doesn't work. You're trying to save yourself. So desist from doing that. So just go around and be a regular person. Do your work. Go to school. You know, be a mom, dad, whatever. Just do your duty. Okay? Do your duty without trying to save yourself, without trying to make everything right. And just watch to see how resentful you are underneath. And when you see the resentment, let it go, okay? I'll give you another very, very good tip about how to improve your life after this very important announcement. Did you know that I have over 400 video talks about the spiritual side of life and 18 books that you can preview at Amazon, all at talktoapastor.org. Hello, this is Pastor Roland, checking in to see how you're doing. Hope you're doing better. Many of you are not doing so good. You have issues like unhappiness, anxiety, worry. If you're like most people, your problem is you get upset too easily. Then you say or do the wrong thing, then you feel bad. Wouldn't it be better not to get upset in the first place? I have resources to help you learn how not to get so upset so easily. For example, how about my easy meditation? It's free, it's complimentary, it's called the Easy Meditation. It even helps with your prayer life. When you're calm, it's easier to pray. Visit talktoapastor.org and look for the Easy Meditation. While you're there, watch my latest YouTube lecture about how to improve your marriage. It's all at talktoapastor.org. Now here's the other tip I was telling you about, how to improve your life, starting right now. You need to get out of your thinking. You need to get out of being lost down in planning, scheming, worrying, reliving the past, planning the future, thinking about what you could have said or what you should say. See, you have to get out of that type of existence, living down there in imagination. Did you ever see the old cartoons like, oh, I don't know, maybe Daffy Duck or maybe Elmer Fudd, Porky Pig, some of the old cartoons like maybe Porky Pig or Elmer Fudd? And you remember where there would be like an angel on one shoulder and the devil on the other shoulder? And the angel would be saying one thing and the devil would be saying something else? Well, that's pretty much the way it is in life. You see, we human beings, we're between two worlds. See, we're between two worlds. There's heaven and there's hell. There's good and there's evil. There's a happy, bright, sweet, good place, okay, which you may have known a little bit of that when you were a little tiny child. And then there's hell. Okay, now you've seen it. You've probably been in hell on earth. You've been in environments where everything was just awful, terrible, okay? And it can be in the nicest appearing home. It could be the nicest home on the nicest street, you know, where they have the landscapers come by once a week with the edge trimmers and the weed blowers, and everything looks really nice, and the pool cleaner comes by, okay, and everything looks really nice, and the dad has a nice job and the mom has a nice job, or she volunteers in the community and the kids are going to a nice school and everything looks real nice, but it can still be hell. Okay? Behind closed doors, hell. What you need to understand is that there are these two dimensions, and we're kind of like pawns, or we're like conduits. We're sort of between them. See? And until you're ready to commit to the good, where you get to the point where your will is that God's will be done. See, that's what Christ was. See, he was the greatest human being that ever lived. He never failed. See, he was a man. He never failed. So he was there for people. He was there for them. A lot of fathers, you fail. Your kids say, my dad wasn't there for me. See, a lot of people have issues with their father. Your wife, sir, undoubtedly, she has issues with her father. And then she projects what he was onto you, because you're a man just like he was, and she probably married someone like her dad, and now she's judging you for your faults that are like his faults, you see. So there's much to see. I've written books on the subject. My marriage book is the most popular one that I've written. Of my 18 books, that's the most popular one by far, because it's very good, and people have marriage and relationship issues and they need answers, and there was answers in the book. But you have to see that when you're down in your imagination, see, that's where, here's a little hint, where does the devil or the bad guy or the guy with the horns or negative influences, whatever you want to call them, where do they confer with people? Where do they consort with people? Where do they try to, you know where it is? It's down in the imagination, down there, and through the emotions. That's where they make their approach, down there, see? So when you're down submerged in your thinking, you think it's your thinking. It may not even be your thinking. Maybe it's thinking through you. So you need the secret of how to get out of thought, how to get out of your negative thoughts, come back to reality, to where the birds are singing. That's very important, to learn how to get out of negative thoughts, to be able to stand back from the thoughts. Let them pass by like a river flowing downstream without jumping into them. See, that's what you need to do. And that's what the meditation helps you to do. I have what is called the easy meditation. If you go to talktoapastor.org, then right down somewhere in the middle of the page, you'll see something that says easy meditation. You click there, There's Easy Meditation has two parts. Okay, the first one is like, I think, 9 minutes long. The second part is 6 minutes long. If you're in a hurry, like you're really in a hurry, then just do the second part. Just do the second part. And if you do it and you do it properly, then immediately you'll be out of negative thoughts. Immediately you'll be back in the present moment. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. Would you like to improve your relationship? Would you like to understand your partner's true needs better? Would you like to improve communication with your kids? Then go to talktoapastor.org and click on my relationships blog. You'll find dozens of free articles and YouTube lectures to help you improve your relationships. This program is a labor of love for me, which means I buy the airtime myself. If you'd like to help me keep the program on the air, make a donation of any amount, and I'll send you a free ebook of my most popular relationships book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a free ebook of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Okay? Just visit talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org and look for the secure PayPal button. Those of you who are listening in Pennsylvania or Kansas City or down in Florida or Richmond, Virginia or Mobile, Alabama, you need to go to the archives. You can listen to the whole program, the whole 30 minutes, because in the second half, I gave two important clues how to begin changing your life for the better immediately, how to get out of negative thought, and how to go around without judging and resenting other people. Immediately, your life will simplify, and you'll start to get a grasp on your life and start to live more happily and successfully. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.